Hello, everyone. I'm Jake DeLorco, Dean of Enrollment at the Loomis Chaffey School. Our admission team is proud to share this thoughtful content created by former Dean of Enrollment, Amy Thompson. While Amy has transitioned from her role at Loomis, her voice and insights continue to reflect the vibrant life and culture of our school. If what you hear resonates with you, we'd love to continue the conversation. Please don't hesitate to reach out to our admission office. We're here to help you explore all that Loomis has to offer. And now, enjoy.
I am extremely excited this afternoon to have the opportunity to sit down with three of our incredible boarding students at Loomis Chaffey, three young women who are here to talk to all of us about what it's like living away from home, being independent, and enjoying all of the incredible community and fun that boarding life is at Loomis. So, without further ado, I'm going to have the three of them introduce themselves to you, tell us a little bit about who they are, what they do on campus, and then we're going to just jump right into the conversation about boarding life at Loomis. So, Sydney, would you mind kicking things off for us?
Yeah, of course. I'm Sydney Hollowell. I'm a senior. I'm an RA in Howe, and I'm also one of four prison presidents on campus, and I actually row at Riverfront Recapture, so it's an off-campus program.
Awesome. So before we move on, can you explain, first of all, an RA means a resident assistant?
Yes.
And in a moment, we're going to get into maybe a little bit about what that role actually is. So I'm happy to follow up on that in a little bit. What is PRISM? Can you explain that?
PRISM is People Rising in Support of Multiculturalism, and it's kind of a umbrella group to help affinity groups, collaborate, those sorts of things. But also we host our own events, welcoming community members. So we talk about things that are going on around the world. And we also just have, more chill events where, we're just watching something, listening to music, having snacks.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. I just wanted to explain that to the audience. And we were, of course, I know you're working on this incredible cultural outburst that's coming up. All right, Kelly, we want to talk a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm a boarder from Saudi Arabia, and I'm a tour guide here for admissions. I'm also one of the leaders of Middle Eastern Society, which is an affinity group for Middle Eastern students. I'm also an e-proctor, which are kind of the environmental proctors on campus, and I am a part of the Days for Girls Club.
Excellent. So, of course, activism is big at Loomis in terms of having an impact on the community, right? Because we're all about best self and common good and all that kind of good stuff. So, and what dormitory do you live in? What residence hall?
I live in Longman.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So that's a little bit of a unique experience. So we're going to talk definitely about Longman. Excellent. Okay, Anna, what about you?
Hi, I'm Anna Ballwell. I'm from Colorado and I'm a senior who also boards in Howe. I have been in Howe for 2 years and I love it there. I am a tour guide. I'm also the secretary for PSO, which is our Pelican Service Organization on campus. And I am an intern for the Norton Center for the common good.
So as you can tell, first of all, audience, we have some young women who are very, very involved and invested in a lot of different things on campus. And of course, I think being at a boarding school can make that a little bit easier in some ways, right? Because everything is right here. And so I'd love to first just touch on going way back in your minds to why you decided to go to boarding school in the first place and why you decided to come to Loomis Chaffey and a little bit about your journey to even get here in the first place. So would someone like to talk a little bit about that?
So I'd always wanted to go to boarding school. Like fifth grade me was like, I have to go to boarding school.
You were a Harry Potter fan.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I have to go to boarding school. And so I applied to a bunch of boarding schools near me and over all the big ones. Yeah. And I was like, I'll apply to a couple in Connecticut. Kind of hesitated because I was like, it's kind of far away from home. I live in Lowell, Massachusetts. So it is a little bit of a drive. And so I ended up getting to Loomis and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go here. Like, this seems like the best fit. And so it was during still like the weird COVID era. So we did like the drive on tour.
We had the drive through that year.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny. And I was like, this is the place for me. And that's kind of how I knew that Loomis was the best choice for me.
So it was kind of like the vibe feeling.
Yeah. It was like the gut feeling that I knew that Loomis was the place.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Did any of you have a similar feeling with that or was it a different journey for you?
I can relate to like the vibe feeling because like coming from a place super far and not a lot of kids from where I'm from come to boarding school. So like said, I applied to like the big ones and then I just had to kind of like feel which one was right for me. So I'd watch a lot of the community videos. Yeah. I remember like Dean Donegan's videos were a big part of it.
Yes, that's Dean on the street.
And yep. I would just watch all these videos and I would look at like the newsletters and all that. And I was like really interested in what was happening at Loomis and especially like all the environmental tasks and all of that really intrigued me to hear because like when you're looking at boarding school from like an outside perspective, they can all seem pretty similar, but like each school is so different in many aspects.
Right. And I think the podcast in particular has helped with that in terms of getting the voices of people in the community out there so people can kind of hear them talk about those things. So thank you for taking the time, all three of you today. That's excellent. What about you, Anna? Similar, different?
I think mine is pretty similar, except for boarding school being in my like a lot of people from my hometown don't go to boarding school. And when they do, it's for athletics. And that wasn't the case for me. So when I first got introduced to it, I kind of said it as a joke to my dad and he was not happy about it because he didn't want me to leave. And I was like, oh,
I think some parents
maybe
on
not.
Here might be able to relate to that.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure. And so at the time I was kind of struggling with the school I was at. I wasn't really liking just its teaching style. There was a lot of like miscommunication with the school and I didn't see any other options near me. And I started looking into boarding school because my cousin was going to Loomis at the time and she would not stop raving about how great her experience was. And so I brought it up to my dad. He didn't like it. And then around a week later, he surprised me with a counselor for getting boarding school help and looking for boarding school and kind of and like introduced me to all the different schools, which I had no idea were there were so many. Yeah. I thought it was kind of like a bad kid place. And
yes,
so I was like,
of course.
And
that's
I was
a stereotype.
Like, yes, for sure. And so kind of just through that process, I came to Loomis. And as soon as I stepped on campus, my cousin wouldn't stop raving about it. My tour guides were amazing. I loved both of them. They were both so different, but they complemented each other so well through the tour that it was like they had been friends for years, but it seemed like it could have been their first day meeting as well. Yeah. And everyone on campus would say hi and was super welcoming. And that was as soon as, like, after I got in, I was like, okay, I'm going there.
I'd love to hear a little bit about just the transition between, yes, okay, I've said yes, I'm all in, Loomis is where I want to be, and then you're here. And so how did that first year go? How did it go, especially adjusting to being away from home? And let's focus specifically on your residential experience at the school. Would anybody be willing to talk a little bit about that?
My first day we were moving in, my parents and I was so nervous. I was so nervous. I was moving into Richmond and the prefects were incredible. They were so welcoming. They all offered if I needed help to bring my stuff up. And it was, I was so nervous. But then I think once my parents left, the feeling got worse. Like I was like, oh my gosh, now I'm really alone.
Right, right.
And so I was homesick for quite a bit because I wasn't used to being away from home for that long. But my advisor was incredible and the prefects in the dorm were honestly my biggest support system. And they ended up being the reasons why I wanted to become a prefect was because of how much they supported me throughout my freshman year.
I think dorm leadership is a huge peer-to-peer support is a huge part of that adjustment. Did anybody else have a similar experience there, Anna?
So actually, I was a new sophomore and coming in, I had COVID. I walked up and got COVID tested.
Wow.
And
back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. And then they were like, well, call your name in like 10, 15 minutes. And 2 minutes after I got my test done, I start hearing my name. And I was like, uh-oh. And so I came a week later than everyone else. I missed orientation. And with that, I felt a little on the skirts, but like you said, my prefects were incredibly welcoming. They gave, all, like every single one of them came up to me individually and gave me their phone numbers, asked if I wanted to go to lunch with them, made sure that I knew my schedule, where every single one of my classes were, especially since I was behind. And they were extremely helpful. So was my roommate. So were all of the friends that I had made. And yeah. It was great.
I would say for my experience, like how I explained it to my parents, I was like, freshman year was literally a fever dream. And everyone you talk with, like, I can't even remember. It was so exciting because you go from living with your parents, and I had one sibling, and then you come to boarding school and you're living around so many girls who are all your age, and you're all kind of experiencing the same situations. And there's just so much to do. Like every single night we'd all go to each other's rooms. Like I remember those were some of my first friends where after like study hall, we'd go to each other's rooms and we'd just talk. And even like prefects, like I always say this on tours, I'm like, it's like your older sister. Like I still keep in contact with all my prefects. Sid was one of my prefects. I was in her prefect D group, and they just, it was so welcoming because you can have like all these friends, but sometimes you do need someone for like that wisdom, and they've kind of experienced it. So I'd always go to my prefects whenever I had any single issue, especially like living with a new roommate. You're not kind of used to it. Like I didn't live, no one was in my room when I was back home. So coming in, kind of adjusting to that, I think the prefects did a great job of just telling us like how to sort out issues. Also, like we have roommate agreements. Those were really helpful.
Excellent. So can somebody talk a little bit about how you build community within one of the dormitories that you've been in? Because you've been in a couple of different ones with the residence halls.
So in every dorm here on campus, there we have Dorm Olympics, which is a really big thing. Mm. And my sophomore year in Cutler, I went very hard and it was very appreciated by everybody else. It's super fun. You're split into four different teams and everybody is racing against each other. It could be something silly like a bag toss, or I forget the activities. It was so long ago, but it's really fun to bond with your dorm mates then. And as well as what Kelly was saying, I spent so many hours in other people's rooms talking and getting to know everybody, as well as like dorm birthdays is one of my favorites as well. Everyone gets a treat and you get to sing, show off your singing skills. And it's really fun because you're all gathered in one room and celebrating someone else, but you can tell that everyone is very excited and happy to be there.
And most of our dormitories are actually fairly large, you know, in the sense of 40 to 60 students, with one exception, Longman. And so I'd like to take a moment to talk a little bit about the Longman experience. It is unique. And so maybe we could talk a little bit about that just to share it with the audience.
Yeah. So Longman kind of had like a reputation. Like we knew all the friend groups that were coming out of there. And I know my grade was so excited about like this dorm that was going on. And so when I saw, when I opened my email, which you get like kind of last week of summer, and I saw Longman, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I
guess it's so small.
It's so small. Yeah. Going from a dorm of Richmond, which has how many people?
Probably like 50 or so students.
50 girls to coming. My dorm has 9 girls now, 2 of which are my prefects. I get on campus and first person I see is Miss Lang, my amazing dorm head. She's my favorite person ever. She helps me carry all my boxes in. I was here for preseason. So in a dorm of 9 girls, 3 of us were there for preseason. So immediately, like I knew those girls from my grade. So we all just sat in the common room and we were talking. And even if I hadn't known those girls before, like right now, like this time winter term, we are some of the closest people like on campus. Like I know them so well. And it was just like we got to build these new relationships that I never would have thought could have formed. Like freshman year, I didn't know some of these girls and now they're some of my closest friends. And being in a community like that, we all care for each other so deeply. And I've never been closer to people in my community. And me and my prefects, I love my prefects so much. They're like my friends. I go to their room all the time. And that dorm, like we are very bonded. And every dorm faculty and dorm parent we have, they will talk about Longman so highly because we all just love each other.
Mm-hmm. So Longman is one of those experiences that wouldn't necessarily be experienced by a new student to Loomis because it is so small. Most of our new students will come into one of the kind of quote unquote regular sized dormitories. And I wonder whether or not, Sydney, you can talk a little bit about it from a leadership perspective in terms of the goals around kind of integrating and transitioning new students to the school.
Yeah. So last year as prefects, we had the goal of making the dorm closer. We wanted to really tight knit dorm because I think a dorm is a really good place to come back to and be able to talk to people, or, you know, after check-in, being able to sit in the common room and talk to each other about your day. And so a lot of what we did was just activities. You know, we did spa nights, which I'm sure Kelly remembers. you know, we did movie nights, like spontaneous movie nights, you know, even if there was a show on, In the common room, a lot of girls would just come down and we'd all sit together. And I think that was really meaningful. But we also tried to meet with our prefect groups a lot. So kind of that one-on-one with your own prefect.
And everyone gets assigned a group ahead of time? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so there's like, I think around 5 to 6 girls in each prefect group. And so they'd come into their prefect's room and we just kind of check in on everyone. And I thought it was a good way to know girls in the dorm you might not necessarily interact with, and for other girls within the dorm to interact with each other.
So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about this difference between, what is the difference, do you think, between the way that kind of the underclass dormitories, you've mentioned like Cutler or Richmond, are run or like are organized or the rules that they have to follow, versus kind of as you grow older and get into the upper class dormitories, like a Howe you've mentioned, and those changes?
I can say, so I lived in Richmond for 3 years. So I lived my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, and I never lived on the senior quad. And so going into Howe was a big adjustment, but in a good way, just because the underclassmen dorms are a little more structured, especially when it comes to study hall. You have to leave your phone outside of the doors, which I think is really beneficial, because even my junior as a prefect, I was leaving my phone outside of my door to do homework. And sometimes I do it now, but I think it's more structured, which helps or prepares you later on for when you're more on your own in the upperclassmen dorms. And I think that's tremendously helpful.
Can you talk a little bit about anybody about just our audience probably doesn't even know, like explain like early check-in, late check-in, like what actually happens in the evenings in the dormitories or even on the weekend, so people have a sense of like the structure of the day?
Yeah. So on school nights, you are required to check in from 7 to 7:45 just to tell the dorm faculty that you're in the dorm and that you're checked in for the night and you will be doing your work for study hall. And then at the end of study hall, which goes for 2 hours to 9:45, you go back downstairs to check in, or across the hall if you're on the first floor, which I am, thank gosh. And sometimes you'll have a little dorm snack. Howe always has dorm snack, best dorm ever. And then you head back to your room. And then now just recently they've done a late check-in. So at around 10:30 to 11, the faculty on duty will come by your room, make sure that you're in your still like in the dorm, still in your room. You can be sleeping. They'll just poke your head and say hi. Make sure you're there. On non-school nights, you check in at 7 to 7:45 as you normally would. And then it's kind of more lenient for upperclassmen. But for underclassmen, you have to go back to the dorm at 10 to 10:30. And then for upperclassmen, you do 11. And then senior spring, I think it's 11:30.
We have things to look forward to, everybody. We're not taping this in the spring, but we'll look forward to that, definitely. You know you're a senior when, right? Getting ready for college. So speaking of that reminds me, I did want to ask you a little bit about independence and just some of the skills that you have kind of cultivated and learned being on your own, away from your families, as you know, because eventually you are going to leave Loomis Chafee, some of you sooner than others. And what do you think you've learned in your time here as being away from home in a boarding school?
My dad has the biggest smile whenever I bring this up, because his whole point of boarding school was teaching us how to be independent, because he knows how hard that transition was from high school to college. And he's so happy whenever I'm talking about it, how I gained independence. In the dorm, there's just so many little things you learn about yourself and about people around you, kind of like sacrifices, compromises you have to make. Also, just you learn things about yourself. Like I learned I always need to keep my space clean around me. So you're kind of all in charge of that. You have to keep your space clean. You have to do your laundry. You have to be on top of your work. And I think for underclassmen, it really does help study hall, because they're telling you have this designated time to do your work, get it done. And a lot of my dorm parents, they never went to boarding school, and they say how hard it was in college for kids to kind of figure out when they can do their work, how they can organize their time. And boarding school just kind of gives you the exact blueprint for it. Like, you should be finishing your work at this time, keep your room clean, be doing your laundry. And I learned so many of these skills that I would have never known if I hadn't come to boarding school.
Communication with home is also something that I think you probably have to learn how to navigate, right?
I think it's definitely difficult for parents to send their kids off and kind of have, like, especially if you're a young freshman, and to kind of rely on them to take the time, and you know that they're going to be super slammed with this new environment, and take the time out of their day to call them or to text them or to make sure that they're reaching out. But when I came here my sophomore year, my biggest support system was definitely Loomis's, like, ability to kind of provide anything you need. And I had my advisor that I could go to. I've been to counseling. Our counselors are great. The prefects are great. I've talked to dorm faculty before. And no matter the case, whenever I feel like I'm not communicating with my family as much as I should be, I feel like they understand from their, like, on their end, that it's pretty difficult to, like, stay on top of connecting with your parents. And that's also really hard to manage personally. But I've set alarms. I've made time to call my parents, and they really appreciate when you do take the time out of my day to call them, obviously. But it can be difficult, and it's understandable that parents can get frustrated with not as much communication. But I say that personally, I'm very bad at communicating because I have the worst ADHD ever. But most of my friends call their parents, like, multiple times a week, at least once a day or every other day. And they're still very close with their parents. Their relationship has sometimes even grown stronger. I feel like with my dad, sometimes it's, oh, he's seen me grow so much that it's more like the pros outweigh the cons.
Yeah, well, I think also related to that is you've made the point that it's very individualized, right? And so are there particular, you mentioned a few times a couple of the different supports that you have, or have any of you experienced a particular challenge that you had to work through with the support of someone in the dormitory or on campus or an advisor or something like that, that you'd be willing to share?
So this year when I moved in, my parents hadn't traveled with us to move us in, and it was preseason. There wasn't that many girls in the dorm. And I remember last year how happy I was to move in, but this year it just felt super different. I was, like, very sad to be away from home, and I didn't have that much time to call my parents because of, like, the preseason schedule. And I remember I was just so sad every day of preseason, and I really did confide in my dorm parents and the dorm faculty, because you could have, like, all these girls in your dorms, but sometimes, like, you need, like, an older person to just kind of help you out. And I remember also sports coaches. I talked to Miss Purdy every day. She would ask me how I was doing, and they just give you advice. They're always there for you. Like, I've never brought up something to a dorm faculty or a coach that they didn't know how to, like, navigate with me. I remember Miss Lang would stay with me in my room, just talk to me about anything that was, like, bothering me. Coach Purdy would talk to me after practice. She'd always give me hugs, and I felt so supportive. I felt so supported because all of them just felt like they care so much. And it wasn't like, oh, they're just living in the dorm to live in the dorm. They're living there to support us and kind of bring us up in those tough times.
Right, right. And that certainly, as I always say, like, you know, that faculty, adults who decide to live in communities like this, they have a calling, right? I mean, they're special kinds of individuals that want to mentor and advise and get to know young people beyond just the classroom. What would you say has been something that has surprised you about the last, you know, couple of years that you've been here that you didn't anticipate or expect?
For me, initially, I was like, a lot of my ideas of the dorm were kind of like, oh, people just kind of keep to themselves, do their own things. But I found it so easy to connect with people in the dorm, even people I wouldn't normally talk to. Like, I find it so easy to do in the dorm because you're all together, you know, you're all enjoying dorm snack. And so it's so easy to just talk to each other. And then especially, like, with how we've done a couple of very fun dorm activities this year, one of them being the Barbie movie screening at Miss Soja's house, which nice. I think everyone liked a lot.
That's our head of school. Yeah.
I think everyone. But anyways, we do a lot of activities that is, like, mandatory fun, but a lot of the times it doesn't feel like that. And so it's nice to just see everyone talking to each other.
Yep. Do you think that it's hard for students who are naturally introverted or shy to be in a boarding environment?
I think initially, especially as underclassmen, it can be. But I think in the upperclassmen, when you're an upperclassman if that's how you are, it's okay and it's respected. Yeah. But also a lot of times I feel like students come out of their shells a little bit, especially in the dorms.
Well, because of the fact that you're talking about a lot of community building activities that people get more comfortable.
Yeah.
Perhaps being able to be themselves.
Also, what surprised me the most is like how we all came from such different like upbringings. Like I talked to some of my friends and like our lives couldn't have been more different, yet we can find like so many things to relate on. And that was all those dorm building activities. I would have never known that I relate so much to a person, because if I'm international and they're kind of like from the US, I'm like, how can we overlap? But there are so many things you can relate to people about. And that was all the dorm activities. Like our prefects like made us do a game where like you had to find five things in common with someone. And it's so funny how you can like, both of us like went to a cave in like Slovenia, like it's the most random things, but it kind of builds.
We don't have that in common, Kelly. I'm sorry. No.
That's okay.
Maybe someday we will.
Yeah. But like all these people, like we kind of just come together, and I know like everyone is coming from like, you could think that you're not going to fit in at boarding school because you didn't kind of have the same upbringing as other people, but that's like, couldn't be farther from the case. All those like dorm building activities, I've just bonded with so many people that I would have never ever been friends with. Like Sydney says, like you're just introduced to so many people that you would have never thought that you could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's of course one of the reasons why students look at boarding school to begin with, is because they want to meet different types of people. But it sounds like you were surprised by how easy it was to find commonality. We have been talking quite a bit about the experience, I think, generally at Loomis Chafee, certainly a lot about boarding life, but I think a lot of the themes are ones that you hear across the different podcasts. And I'm wondering if anybody has any advice for students who might not even end up at Loomis Chafee, or families whose kids might not go to Loomis Chafee, but just boarding school. Like, what do you wish you had known? Or what do you think your parents might have wanted to have known, or advice that you have like for these, for the next group that's coming in?
I would definitely say that coming into a dorm with an open mind was probably one of the biggest things that would benefit you. I had a very specific vision of boarding school, and this did not line up with it at all, because I was scared to come here, as well as not sure how my classes would pan out or if I'd like my roommate. And sometimes that sets you up to kind of get in a negative mindset, and to get out of it was a little more difficult than it would be to get in it. And so I'd say just coming in with an open mindset, and also to bring more clothes than you think you might need, because you run out of clothes fast here. And also do your laundry, like actually.
Yeah. Actually really do your laundry.
Really do your
and
laundry.
That's not for the parents and guardians listening. That's for the students.
The students.
Do your laundry. Excellent. No, that's great. And I think one of the things I love about these podcasts, and you've touched on this, Anna, is life isn't perfect. And life at Loomis Chafee is not perfect. And life in boarding school is not perfect. Life is not perfect. And so we have to, like, part of the conversation is in these podcasts is not about saying it's all going to be rainbows and roses, right? That, like, you can actually be nervous and scared about coming to a place like this. And yet you know that you're here for a reason, because the admissions office knows that you have the skills and the mindset to be able to really grow and thrive here.
I just wanted to say it's okay if you're homesick. And I think a lot of the time students are really scared to talk about themselves feeling homesick, especially other students, because I think a lot of times students are so busy here that they just feel like they don't need to talk about it. And I think it's okay to feel homesick, but I think it's also important to take advantage of the resources that are offered here. You know, your advisors, your teachers, you know, everyone is here to support you. And so I think taking advantage of that is really big.
Yeah. And feeling that it's like not weird to do so. You know, I think that there's been a lot of conversation today about the fact that there's a lot of really approachable people who really care here, whether it's peers for each other or adults.
I have advice for the students and the parents. I think for the students first, especially, like, I think the biggest thing is roommates. I would say with roommates, make sure you are bringing up like little things that annoy you or any issues, because those can grow into so much bigger than they need to be. And I remember like my prefect Sally, she would always tell me like, Kelly, if something's bothering you, just bring it up before it explodes. So I think with your roommates, like something that's bothering you, just bring it up. It's better to talk about it and dismiss it versus always having like a little nagging thing in your brain. And I think that builds really good roommate bonds. And I know I didn't have the best like freshman year experience with roommates, but this year I've picked, like, me and my roommate are amazing. We work together so well. So I think expect, like, there could, some people could be perfect roommates. You could have roommate issues, and it's going to be super fun, but also there might be issues. Just make sure you're bringing those up and kind of working through them. Yeah. And then for the parents, I would say, I know my mom was really hesitant about sending her kids so far because she was scared, like, oh, communication would die out, or she was scared we were just kind of lose touch with home. And I would say to the parents, like, in my case, my relationship with my parents grew so much stronger. And kind of living at home, you take for granted that you always have your parents around. And now I appreciate them so much. I call my parents every day. And they're kind of like one of my biggest support systems. Whenever I need help with anything, they're there. So parents just know, like, we will appreciate you so much more because you are so far. And I'm so happy every time I go back home and get to see my parents. So I know a lot of parents are scared, like, we're going to lose touch of our kids and that's going to happen. But, like, I would say for me, it was the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, that's such great advice. And I just have to say that for those of you who have listened or will listen to our Boarding Boy podcast, I can tell you that there was some similar themes around gratitude of parents, but none of them called their parents every day. So if you are a parent of a boy, you might, don't take it personally. Okay. So let's end with some kind of fond memories. So I would love everybody to go around and share just a fond memory of something that you've enjoyed about your experience thus far at Loomis Chafee. It could be in the dorm, it could be out of the dorm, but just, you know, something that you've really enjoyed.
I think all the girls will relate to this, and any boarding girl is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Like the pre-dance feeling or pre-class dinner feeling. All of the girls in the dorm, we all meet up in someone's room. You all get ready together. We're blasting music. And that was something that was the first time I ever experienced that freshman year. And I look forward to it every single time. Before every class dinner, before every event, all the girls, we meet up, we get ready. Like the girls will help you. Like one of my friends does my hair because I don't know how to do my hair at all. And it's just like you spend so much time, and like I value those friendships so much because before every event, we're just there together, laughing, talking, getting ready together. And then we go to the event together. I think that was one of the biggest memories that I will carry on from boarding school is that feeling.
That's awesome. And of course, at boarding school, you just like walk out of your dorm and across the road and you're there, which is also nice. Yeah. It's really handy.
I can't pick one specific moment because I feel like I'm making amazing memories every single day.
Okay.
My favorite. Yes, of course. My favorites, though, are definitely late at night when I'm hanging out with my friends and we're debriefing our days and we're all hanging out, eating some snacks. And I like my stomach's hurting from laughing so hard. And it's really just those people you meet here, and every day feels like the best day ever. And sometimes if it's not, then they're there to help you. They're there to support you. And I could tell you a great memory from yesterday, a great memory for 2 days ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. And it's more about the relationships.
Right.
Yeah. It's the informal moments that you're enjoying. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I think one of my fondest memories was last year when we had like our only snow day. We got quite a bit of snow.
Yeah.
And my friends and I were literally sledding for like, I don't know, 3 hours maybe. Like we were out there for a long time, but it was just like so much fun. And it's like those moments that you appreciate so much, because if you weren't to go to boarding school, you wouldn't have that kind of opportunity. And you can go sledding right on campus. So
right,
it's great.
Right. Exactly. And I think that the three of you have all touched on this, whether or not it's like a big moment or a small moment, it's about like the day-to-day living, right? It's about what happens every day and living in a community where you can be your best, you cannot be your best, but you're around a community of people for whom you can be yourself. So thank you so much for taking the time to come in today on a Wednesday afternoon to chat about boarding life at Loomis. So appreciate it. And I know it's been really helpful to the people who've been listening. So just want to say thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a great day. And thank you for listening.